Detroit is in the middle of one of the most ambitious demolition campaigns the nation has ever seen, tearing down about 200 houses every week. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Many of the homes being razed are in neighborhoods where people still live. So Detroit officials sat down before the blitz to come up with some new regulations. They're designed to keep people safe from dust and from hazardous materials that could be in that dust, like lead and asbestos. Sarah Hewlett went out with a demolition crew to check out what these new rules look like in practice.
If you're picturing a whole city block full of abandoned houses, that's not this block.
These houses are all lived in. We're doing it in neighborhoods.
Regina Royan points at the occupied homes that flank the abandoned ones being torn down today. Royan's an epidemiologist with Detroit's health department who helped develop the new rules governing how demolitions are done in this city. And that right there, a public health expert helping write the rules for tearing down houses, is at the heart of what Detroit is doing differently.
Normally, I feel like environmental concerns and public health concerns are so reactionary normally to this type of effort. You bring in somebody from the EPA after something goes wrong. You bring in a public health professional after something goes wrong.
Today, crews are taking down three homes on this block, but a lot of work was done before getting to this point. Neighbors got a heads up that the crews would be coming. That's something that didn't used to happen regularly. Another new mandate is that crews have to spray down the houses as they're coming down. Eric Dovis is with MCM Management, which has a contract to tear down more than 500 homes, including the ones here on Hayden Street. He points to a machine that's shooting a fine spray of water onto the house. He calls it the Dust Buster.
And it's kind of like a snowmaking machine, but it's not freezing it. We also have a water truck over there.
The point of the water is to keep the dust down. There's a lot of respiratory disease in Detroit, asthma among kids, and the dust could contain lead. That carries a whole other set of problems for children. Regina Royan says the unprecedented scale of Detroit's blight problem demanded a different approach.
This effort is the largest municipal redevelopment strategy anywhere in the country, maybe the world, I'm not sure. But when you think about all of these extra, you know, environmental and public health concerns, why not address these up front?
A report in May put the number of blighted buildings in Detroit at more than 40,000. And it said there's another 38,000 vacant or foreclosed homes. Across town, Olivia Johnson watches as an excavator scoops up piles of debris from the house that used to stand next door to hers.
It was a beautiful home, a colonial brick. It had stained glass windows. It was absolutely beautiful.
It was too big for the elderly couple who lived there, and Johnson says after they moved, it sat vacant.
It became an eyesore after vandals, scrappers start invading the house.
So Johnson says she was glad to see it getting torn down, but she was a little worried.
Because the older homes have asbestos, and so they were very, very cautious about that, and they did have the water, and I'm happy about that.
Once the trucks are loaded up, the new rules require that the loads get covered. That's another safeguard against contaminated dust floating through the neighborhood. City officials say it's not clear yet how much cost these extra regulations add, but they say even if it is marginally more expensive, it's a good deal if it avoids problems in the long run. For the Environment Report, I'm Sarah Hewlett, Michigan Radio News.
And that's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.